Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph. So up until this point, the Mishnah have explained what you're allowed to be matmin with and what you're not allowed to be matmin with. But now we're going to discuss other types of hatmana. Lo kiso, the Mishnah explains the din of hatmana on Shabbos itself, meaning other halachas related to hatmana. So lo kisahu miba'od yom. If let's say you did not do the hatmana on Erev Shabbos, lo yichasenu mishatech shach, then it's too late. You cannot do the hatmana once Shabbos has begun. And that's even with the davar she'eno mosif hevel. You're not allowed to do hatmana on Shabbos itself, because we're afraid that when you come to do the hatmana, you'll find that the pot is too cold, you're going to want to boil it up, and that will obviously cause you to be mevashal on Shabbos, or mavir on Shabbos. Kisov in eskala, let's say you did the hatmana already on Erev Shabbos, and then it became uncovered, and now the pot is no longer mutman, so mutzal lechasos, you're allowed to recover it on Shabbos, because only a brand new hatmana is also on Shabbos, but to redo a hatmana that has become undone is mutar on Shabbos. So the Gemara explains the din of hatmana by cold water to make sure that it doesn't heat up. So even though you're not allowed to be matman on Shabbos, but mimale asakito, a person can fill up a pitcher of water on Shabbos, v'nosein l'tachas hakar o tachas hakeses, and he can put it underneath a cushion or underneath a pillow in order to protect its coolness so that it doesn't heat up from the heat of the sun and the heat of the summer. So the Gemara discusses now hatmana tzonin on Shabbos. You're allowed to be matmin something that's cold on Shabbos in order to protect its coolness, in order that it shouldn't heat up too much, and we're not afraid that you're going to come to do hatmana to protect heat as well. What's the big chiddush of Shmuel? Tanina, we already learned this in the Mishnah, that mali adam kitom v'nosin tachas hakar tachas hakeses. It's exactly what the Mishnah said. So no, Shmuel's telling us a very great chiddush actually. Di'imi mes nisin hava amina hanimi lidavar shein darko lahatmin avul davar shein darko lahatmin lo. I might have thought from the Mishnah that's only true that you're allowed to be matmin something that's cold when it's not something that's normal to be matmin, like cold water. People are not normally matmin under a cushion or a pillow, meaning people would not normally be matmin with a cushion or a pillow, because cushion or pillow normally wouldn't retain heat. But something that's darko lahatmin, like a tavshil, I would think not to be matmin, even if the only reason you're being matmin is to protect its coolness and not its heat. So kamashmal, and therefore Shmuel is telling us, no, as long as what you're dealing with is cold, then you're allowed to do the hatmana. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi, Amar Rebbe, Asur lahatmin es hatzonin, that you're not allowed to be matmin something cold on Shabbos, against what Shmuel said. So now, frak the Gemara v'atanya, Rebbe hitr lahatmin es hatzonin, but don't we learn in a brisa that Rebbe says that you're allowed to be matmin something that's cold? Lo kasha. Ha mikame dilishame mi Rebbe Yishmael b'Rebbe Yossi, ha lebasar dilishame, that when he said that you're not allowed to be matmin, that's before he heard from Rebbe Yishmael b'Rebbe Yossi that his father allowed being matmin tzonin, and that which he was matir, Rebbe, that which we said Rebbe was matmin to be matmin the tzonin, is after he heard that from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara brings a maisa with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. Ki had Yosef Rabbi va'amar. Rabbi was sitting and he was saying, "Asur lahatmin es hatzonin." So Amar lefanav Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, "Abba hitil lahatmin es hatzonin." That my father Rabbi Yossi was matir to be matmin tzonin. So Amar kvar horazakin. He said, "Oh, if Rabbi Yossi paskind, then shayin gepaskind. That's it. So then it's going to be mutter, and I change my mind." Amar papa borei kam mechavin. Look at that relationship between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, how much they valued each other, how much they loved each other. She'ilu Rabbi Yossi kayim, if Rabbi Yossi had been alive at that time, hayukaf v'yoshev lefnei Rebbe, he would totally act in a subservient manner toward Rebbe, to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi demali makom avosavava, because Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who took over for his father, and he was just as great as his father was, v'kaf of Yosef Rebbe, was completely subservient to Rebbe, and nevertheless, even though Rabbi Yossi would have been subservient to Rebbe, when Rebbe heard about what Rabbi Yossi paskind, he said that, "Oh, I'm totally, I submit entirely to what Rabbi Yossi paskind." So I'm Rav Nachman l'daru avdei. The Gemara is going to bring us the Hanhaga of Rav Nachman as far as Hatmanas Tzonein on Shabbos and a little bit about Bishlakim as well. So Rav Nachman said to his servant Daru, Atman Litzonein, I want you to do Hatmana for something cold for me on Shabbos. And another time on a weekday, he said, Va'aisili Maya Da'achim Kfeil Arma, bring for me some water that was heated up by a non-Jewish chef and that teaches us that there's no way to serve Bishal Akum. So the Gemara says, Shama Rabbi Ami Ve'ikbid. Rabbi Ami heard that Rav Nachman was makel about these two things, about Hatmanas Tzonein and about Bishal Akum of water, and he was very makbid. He got very, very upset about it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, my time Ikbid. What was he upset about? Is Kirabase of it. He was doing exactly like Rav Nachman paskind. Chada Kirav, Rav Nachman rather, was doing exactly like his own Rabbeim at Paskind. How could you get upset at Rav Nachman for these two kulas? He was just following his Rabbeim. Chaduk Rav, one he was following Rav, Chaduk Shmuel, and the other one he was following Shmuel, because when he said to be Matman Sonein, that's Kishmuel, that's following Shmuel, because after all, to Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mutalahat Menesa Sonein, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says you're allowed to be Matman Sonein, and Kirav, and he's following Rav, to Amar Shmuel, Barav Yitzchak Amar Rav, Kol Shu Nechel Kamoshu Chai, Einbo, Mishum Bishulei Nachrim. Anything that's edible raw is not subject to Bishul Akum. So says Gemara, no, the reason he got upset at him was Sover Adam Chashuv Shaini. He thought that an Adam Chashuv is different than regular people and he should take upon himself an extra chumrah. Because people will always hold themselves to a lower standard than the Gedolim. So if the Gedolim hold themselves to a bare minimum standard, people will happily shrink below the bare minimum standard. So he thought that as such a Gadol that Rav Nachman should have held himself to a higher standard. Okay, so we had said that you're not allowed to be matmin a pot of hot food on Shabbos, even with something that's not Mosif Hevel. The Bryce is going to discuss cases where the Chum were matir to be matman on Shabbos, or to do the Hatmana, to change the Hatmana that had already been put in place on Erev Shabbos. So Tan Rabbanan, Afal Pisham Rein Tom Nafil B'Davashen Mosif Hevel Mishachashecha. Even though we said you're not allowed to do Hatmana, even with something that's not Mosif Hevel, once Shabbos has begun, because when you do that, we're concerned you're going to see the pot is too cold and you're going to want to boil it up in Balahos of Mosif. But if it was ready Hutman from Erev Shabbos, it was ready insulated from Erev Shabbos, and then you wanted to add a little bit more onto the covering around the pot, you're allowed to be Mosif onto the Hatmana, because since it's already insulated, we're not Choshesh that you're going to find it to be cold because you're not actually accessing the pot itself. So the Braisa brings another situation of adding heat by switching the way that Hatmana is being done. Kate Saruosa, how do you do this? From Shum Gamliel Omer, Notel Sasadinan Maniach as Haglufkarin, Notel Sagluvkarin Maniach Sasadinan. You could change the item with which you are being matmin, the pot itself. The Chainer Shum Gamliel Omer, Shum Gamliel had another kula when it comes to Hatmana, Lo Asrala Osomecham. They only asked being matmin the very hot food, the actual hot food that you heated, the pot that you heated the food in on Erev Shabbos, because you might come to the realization that it's cooled down, and then you'll come to reheat it. Aval pina mimechem lemechem. But if you removed the hot water from Shabbos from one place to another, then mutter, then you're allowed to be matmin on Shabbos the second mechem with something that's not Mosif Hevel, because there's no gezeira that you're going to come to be matiach. You're going to come to boil it up. Why is there no gezeira? Because hashtag kuri kamakirla atuchi kamirtachla. The person already cooled it down by moving it from one mechem to the next. So do you think that after he cooled it down, he's going to come to heat it up? So the Gemara brings another din about hatmana. Taman v'kisa b'davar hanitel b'shabbos. If a person insulated a pot and he covered it with something that is not mukta, oh, taman b'davar she'enu nitel b'shabbos, or he did hatmana with something that is mukta, v'kisa b'davar hanitel b'shabbos, but then he covered the top of it with something that is not mukta, harei zeh notel l'machzir. He's allowed to be megala the cover that is not mukta, and grab the kedera and pull it out and then put it back in. But taman v'kisa b'davar she'enu nitel b'shabbos, but if he did the hatmana and the kisa with something something that's mukta, or even if the majority of that mana is done with something that's not mukta, but the top of the pot is covered with something that is mukta, hayamagula miktsaso, if the opening of the kedera is partially uncovered, it's not totally covered, notel. Then he could take the kedera by lifting it from the part that is not covered with a mukta item, umachsi, and then he could put it back as well. But v'im lav, but if it isn't entirely covered, eino notel umachsi, then he's not allowed to pick it up and remove it and put it back, because then he's going to be handling something that's mukta. Okay, we also mentioned previously that a davar mosif hevel, you're not even allowed to be matmin on Erev Shabbos, and we went through the different items that are Mosif Hevel. So another detail about that, before we finish the perek all about Hatmana, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ne'ores Shel Pishtan Daka, if you have the small pieces of flax that come off when you comb it, Harehi Kezevel, that is the same as animal manure, and the Mishnah had said that that's called something that's Mosif Hevel, and therefore you're not allowed to use it for Hatmana, even Miba'od Yom, even on Erev Shabbos. Derech Agav, we bring a brisa that talks about putting a kli on top of a hot kli on Shabbos. Manichin mecham, we put on Shabbos a kli made out of a copper that's designated for heating up water, al gabi mecham, on top of another pot that's even hotter, in order to protect the heat of the top pot, ukedera al gabi kedera, and you're allowed to put a kedera, which is a kli, kli cheres, that's with hot food, on top of another kedera that is hotter food. Avalo kedera al gabi mecham, or mecham al gabi kedera. But you cannot put a kedera on a mecham or a mecham on a kedera, because the kedera is going to be hotter, and it's going to add chamimus to the mecham. And when you put a mecham on top of it, it looks like you're being mevashel. And you're only allowed to put something on that's going to be shomer the chom, that's going to protect the heat that exists, but you're not allowed to actually be mevashel. So the brisa continues. V'tachas pia bebetza. And you're allowed to close on Shabbos the opening of the mecham or the kedera with a type of dough, with a dough that was kneaded on Erev Shabbos in order to attach the kedera with the cover to protect its heat. Velo bishvil sheichamu, not in order that the water should get heated up of the lower kedera, el bishvil sheimushamarim, but just to protect the existing heat. Ukeshem shein tam nesacham, just like you're not allowed to do atman on Shabbos even with something that's in the most. So too on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do hatmana of something that's cold underneath a pillow or a cushion, in order that to protect it from getting warmed up by the sun, because of a gezeira that you're going to come to be matmin chamin as well. And Rebbe hitir the hatmin as a tzonin. As we pointed out before, Rebbe allowed being matmin tzonin. Ve'ein merazkin loas hasheleg ve'loas habarad b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to crush snow or ice on Shabbos. B'shvil she'ezov u'meimav, in order that water should flow from it. Aval nosinu l'toch hakos, but you could put some snow or ice into a kos of yayin or of mayim in order to cool off a warm drink, olatocha ka'ara, or into a plate, and over there it will just melt on its own. Ve'inu choshesh, and that's not an iser of melting the ice. So you're not allowed to squeeze the ice or squeeze the snow, but it's okay to let the ice and the snow on its own become melted, even into a drink, or especially perhaps into a drink, to cool off the drink. Hadron alach b'meh tomnin, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the next parak b'meh b'heima yotza.